561-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here every day on Let's Face the Issues. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I get caught up in the monologue, dialogue, and discussion and fail to do so. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Our issue today, I believe, ought to be on the top of the list for each and every one as Christians, conservatives, patriots, as churches and pastors. This ought to be the top of the list. Pray for America. Pray for America. The scripture is very, very clear that in everything we should bring our prayers before the Lord. In fact, in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 5 and following, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful. That means anxious for nothing, but in everything, and may I add to every little thing, every big thing, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. After that is done, this is what happens. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep, that's the little Greek word, tereo, means to encircle your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Now that's the order of the day. I believe that ought to be, as we look at what is happening on a global basis, as we examine what is happening on a national basis, as we inspect what is happening on a local basis, local, state, national, international, global, as we do that, ladies and gentlemen, especially if we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, looking at every event through the prism of the Word of God, I think we'll find an answer. That answer is that we can do nothing. God can, we can't, so therefore it is incumbent upon us to pray and ask God to divinely intervene. You recall the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah felt impressed of the Lord to go and rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. What did he do? He prayed, chapter 1, verse 4 and following, he prayed, and I'll go to that later in the broadcast, he prayed, asked God to forgive personal sins, national sins, and to allow him to go in and carry out the task that God had called him to do. I think oftentimes we attempt to carry out responsibility and carry out events and things and do things that we cannot do in our own power and our own strength, not recognizing that God would have us to bring each and everything, little thing, big things, to him in prayer. God is a prayer-answering God, and I believe it's time that we recognize the condition of America, and in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, bring it to the Lord in prayer. I'm looking at an article that sets the stage. Democrat district attorney threatens ICE officers and vows to hunt down wannabe Nazis. It's on a video online, and the DA warns, we will find your identities and we will find you. During an anti-immigration enforcement protest event Tuesday, Democrat Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner vowed to hunt down and prosecute ICE agents whom he called Nazis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the canker. We're witnessing the cancer. We're witnessing the spread of a malady that I believe will, Jimmy, will destroy the United States of America. Lest we sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and pray. It takes prayer. May I say to you, when Daniel prayed, he was asking God to intervene. When we see these events, we need to recognize the horror of it, the danger of it, and the fallibility that we have as mankind, and bring it before the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. It is the truth book. We find in John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said this: "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, how is that possible? Jesus says, if you continue, constantly stay, dwell in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That indeed means truly. The evidence of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is staying in the word of God. And then Jesus says to them, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the epitome, the source, fountainhead of truth. And John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. It's the validation of the truth of the Word of God. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's a pretty lengthy period of time, forever. It's the secularist George Orwell that I remind you of in the intro remarks each and every day. For it was Orwell that originated the statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that as an absolute fact today. We find that in the political arena, and the socioeconomic arena, and the theological, doctrinal, biblical church arena, politically in particular, you find that one, that person, that individual, those few that will stand for truth are the ones that are demeaned, and there is a major, major attempt to undermine and tear down and destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we're witnessing today. But I want us to understand, the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a powerful statement. In part, it reads like this: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that is a earth-shattering headline as I see it. Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And then the writer goes on to say, American institutions are suffering from a collapse in the public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education. And that covers it all. The government, the press, and education. That's about the three major categories that you look at. We talk about, we see each and every day, whatever we're doing, where we're going, it fits into one of those categories. But I default, if you please, back to a 15th century theologian and church reformer that I believe sets the stage for where we ought to be, what our focus should be. And Jan Hus said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And he believed that. He stood on that. When Jan Hus was being burned at the stake, his last words, he screamed out, truth shall prevail. And may I say to you, I believe that today. I believe truth, the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, will prevail. In fact, Jesus Christ himself said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey package business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you say, how do I find Tools for Time? Tools for Time is located at 11291. It's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Right here in the heart of Mandarin, Jacksonville, Florida. 11291 Old San Augustine Road can be found at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark on the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the United States flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in another moment or two, I'll finish a brief monologue, and then we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to dial in. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're saying, pray for America. You know, many times we pray for other things, but I believe it's time that we recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 and 26, he said, a nation, I'm going to paraphrase, a nation that's divided cannot stand. We are divided. We're no longer the United States. We're a divided States of America. And that is not talking about left and right. That's not talking about Democrat versus Republican. We're talking about morals and ethics and values. We're talking about biblical truths. We're talking about things that make a nation as we come together. We are facing anarchy, insurrection. Morals and ethics and values have been thrown into the trash heap. And yet we somehow, some way believe or expect or want God to bless America. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to understand is that we need to pray for America. I believe we live in an era when we're seeing our nation being ripped apart. Insurrection, anarchy, political deception, demonic powers. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, being unleashed on America even as we speak. What happens to a nation where state after state officials, what happens to a nation where the governor cannot control the state? What happens to a nation where the district attorney or the attorney general for a state refuses to obey the law and says, in fact, I will not enforce any of the laws? That was stated by the attorney general in Minnesota. I believe we need to understand we're witnessing the coming apart, the dismantling, the destruction, the undermining, the erosion of the fundamental foundation of America. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's a good indication there, ladies and gentlemen, if the righteous, we that are called by the name of God, we that are called Christians, if the righteous sit and do nothing, sit and say nothing, and do not come before the throne of God asking God to intervene, we're watching and witnessing the potentiality of the unraveling of what we call the United States of America. Right now, the Democrats are saying they're going to shut down the government. That's on a national level. We're witnessing people today that are wanting to destroy the constitutional republic that we've enjoyed for almost 250 years now. I believe it's time we realize what is happening. I believe that it's time that we stand up against anything that is to tear down and destroy our nation. I believe we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the attorney general and the governor and Small Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis. We're witnessing standing together against anything and everything that's called law and order. And I believe that is the focal point of America today. I believe that is the point that we need to recognize. If they succeed, those in Minnesota, if they succeed in challenging the federal government, if they succeed in challenging what President Trump says, we have lost it as a nation. There's no fixing. There's no putting the milk back in the bottle. There's no putting the egg back in the shell. Once it's cracked and once it's open, it's gone. And I'm not preaching and teaching doom and gloom. I'm talking about what we need to recognize as Christians, conservatives, patriots, Americans, Christians, churches. A headline article, then we open our telephone lines. James O'Keefe goes inside Minneapolis. Anti-ICE violence reveals groups getting your tax money to riot. Here's where we are. Investigative reporter James O'Keefe has gone with his team inside the anti-immigration and customs enforcement mob scene in Minneapolis, and he's confirmed that at least some of the groups funding the violence has gotten federal tax money. One group he identified in a new video was Make the Road to New York, which has submitted tax filings reporting some $16 million they received in governmental grants. O'Keefe explained his undercover team also found groups like Independent Socialist Group to be funding the agitators. Our team went undercover inside the mob and was surrounded by agitators, admitted that the groups they worked for with a hidden camera, an entire network of NGOs, unions, and activist groups, including the SEIU, which is a major labor union, Make the Road to New York, and the Independent Society Socialist Group are all behind the chaos. O'Keefe explains, we were accused of being feds, chased. We were tear gassed, hit, forced to retreat with our team, and being attacked and threatened. Quote, we received death threats via a text message, and we were followed to each and every location. The autonomous zone we were in had zero police presence. Press were interrogated about their identity, and anyone who was not at their side became a target, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to pray today, praying for America. We're going to talk about some of the things that's taking place. We're going to talk about the dangers that lie ahead. We're going to talk about the threat to the integrity and the constitutional republic that we have enjoyed and been blessed by the intervention of God so long that's about to be eviscerated. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. The media and academia, I thought about this a lot this morning, and I don't understand the mentality that is advocating the destruction of America. When America falls or is in throes or antisocial, whatever you want to call it there, these are the first people that are going to lose out. If you're in academia and you're teaching kids that, you know, white supremacy, DEI, you're teaching them decolonize America, everything has a meaning that's self-interpreted, you're working yourself out of a job. And it brings me back to James, a particular passage. I'll paraphrase it. A man looks into the mirror and sees himself and immediately turns away and does not know who he is. And these people strike me as that they're out to create mayhem. They want the downfall of America, but they don't realize that if they achieve this goal, they're in the crosshairs, because there's going to be a lot of long memories out here that are going to remember these people that advocated for it.
Well, Jim, somehow, some way, as you're alluding to, they do not recognize the fact that when our Constitution is eviscerated, when our liberties have been trashed, when we no longer have a constitutional republic, when we have a socialist, Marxist, communist regime, those that are heading up the regime is going to destroy those that are right now in the particular position of wanting to destroy it and tear it down. Those that are wanting to destroy it and tear it down somehow, some way, are being used as useful idiots I believe the Islamics call it, for example, the useful idiots think that somehow, some way, they will be on the top of the pyramid if they can just destroy what we call the constitutionality of America. They hate our Constitution. Jim, I'm going to read you part of an article. It's a pretty lengthy article. Won't bore you with it all. I've watched it all. Watch Bill O'Reilly explode as he reveals most important part of the Minnesota madness that goes unreported. Journalist Bill O'Reilly has given an explosive comment on what he calls the most important part of the mayhem in Minneapolis, Minnesota, saying a Connecticut-born tech billionaire, now living in China, is working with Beijing communists to destroy the U.S. government. There is a man in Shanghai, China, an American citizen. His name is Neville Roy Sigmund. He works with the Beijing government. He is funneling millions of dollars into the United States of America through a 501c3, through his 501c's. This party of socialism and liberal democratic socialist America, Minnesota Immigration Rights Action Committee. He named those out. O'Reilly continued, he is funneling money here to these radical organizations who are then agitating professional people, communists mostly, because Sigmund's a communist, to go in and further and foster rebellion in America. You heard that story reported? No, absolutely not. The man has been investigated by the FBI in the past. This isn't some organic thing. This is a foreign power, Beijing, using this American citizen who lives openly in Shanghai in luxury, knowing that this man is funneling tens of millions of dollars, probably more, into the country to try to destroy the U.S. government. O'Reilly said Chinese espionage in America increased by approximately 1,000% during the Biden administration, citing evidence including the Chinese property purchases, spy balloons, and recent arrest of individuals involved in suspicious activities, according to News Nation. Further, he says Republican Representative Anna Pauline Paluna, Republican of Florida, said Sigmund is a corrupt billionaire with direct ties to the CCP as an unregistered foreign agent and financial ties with countless NGOs linked to the nationwide No Kings protest, violent ICE riots, even Charlie Kirk's assassination, and is responsible for sowing discord among Americans, with only the Chinese benefiting. Billionaires have to play by the same rules as anyone else. And it goes on and on. What do you think about that? Do you think most of this we're seeing? Now, I understand. I don't question the feasibility of those that are sitting on the sideline putting millions upon millions of dollars paying people. These people that are rioting, these people that are anarchists, these people that are insurrectionists, I believe they're all getting paid, including the moms, some with their babies in their arms, out in the streets fighting the ICE agents, etc., etc. Do you believe that this has a direct connection, as Bill O'Reilly says, to the Chinese Communist Party that's out to undermine, tear down, and destroy America?
I certainly would believe that. China wants to promote its own hegemony. It seems to me that this individual, I've read about him before there, he's borderline on the Logan Act. He's negotiating with a foreign government to manipulate political results in the United States. You recall John Kerry, whenever he was negotiating outside of the United States with Iran a few years back, during the Bush administration there, and they had spoke about, Bush yes. 43, they had spoke about the Logan Act. This man is, if he's doing that, he's doing subversive acts against the United States government. The states themselves, Waltz is very close to challenging the federal supremacy laws, and they're well organized. They've got people in the DMV if they're taking license plates and running plates to match them with cars and individuals. So this is much deeper than it appears on the surface. And one last remark I'd like to make. How many articles have you read about the Somali learning systems? taking government
money.
He got his learning
from the learning center.
For the Learing Center.
The Learing Center.
You got to drop the N.
That's right, from the Learing Center.
And yes,
then,
sir.
Then one of the things that probably had, I don't know that I've heard it on any news, is where those in the Learing Centers then went to Craigslist and put out ads to hire part-time kids to come in at certain hours of the day to fill those Learing Centers so it would look as though they have child care taking place. Here's my question, Jim. I think we all recognize, we see what is happening. I believe all of this is festered up, has been mustered up, and now brought to the climax to cover the perhaps the nation's largest, the largest in the history of America, fraud scheme that the scab has just been pulled off. And this is an approach by the Attorney General, the Mayor of Minneapolis, and the Governor of the state of Minnesota to prevent the uncovering of this major fraud. I believe the fraud aspect is the underpinning that's caused this festering and the blossoming of this chaos, confusion now, and the whole thing being that you're coming here, you're making people disappear, you're killing people, you're arresting citizens, etc., all of which are absolute demonstrably lies, but yet there are many people on the left side of the aisle called the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrats that believe the lie. I believe it's time Christians, churches, pastors, conservatives, and patriots pray and ask God to heal the land, to ask God to intervene, to reveal the truth, and to have those that are responsible for this mayhem, chaos, and confusion in America, to have them locked up so that it will prevent this going further before it's too late. I believe we can reach a tipping point, Jim, where it becomes too late to intervene and do anything, that it's, as the old cliche goes, Katie barred the door and it's all over. I believe we're very near that point. Now, my last question, and let you go, do you believe it's time, or even past time, President Donald J. Trump institute the Insurrection Act of 1807, and it's been used about five times by presidents in history past. Do you believe it's time that should be done?
I believe that it is time. They sent Homan over to Minnesota to try to get some cooperation. They asked Noam and Bovino to step back a little bit. They talked about having a cooperative pre-agreement, but since then, Jacob Frey has backtracked on everything that he said. At some point, the Waltz and Frey are not going to honor, and this Chinese, this American citizen that's sitting in Shanghai is going to continue to pump millions in to cause social unrest. That needs to be exposed. That needs to be exposed to the core level, and that information needs to be disseminated to everybody in the United States so they can see that individuals are clearly attempting to overthrow the United States government from within through subversion.
Absolutely. Jim, I watched part of Holman's speech this morning, opening speech. The man is petrified. I've never seen him as subdued and as having a lack of words. I've never seen or heard him in that state before. I think he has been whipped into submission to some that are afraid in our government, afraid that we need to go in and rip the scab off the sore and correct it. I was not impressed, and I've been very impressed with Holman in the past. I was not impressed. In fact, I was underimpressed and concerned about where this is going. He came across looking as though that President Trump and the federal government submitting to the state's demands and to the state's requirements for them to pull out, cut down on the numbers, and submit to Minnesota laws and rules, as they call it. That's what I gathered out of the speech.
The federal supremacy law prohibits that.
Absolutely.
That right there, if that is occurring, that is a clear violation of the Constitution and federal supremacy there. A state law could be equal to or greater than, but never less than, the federal ruling.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you for calling. We need to keep on praying because God is the only hope at this point. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. After the news break, we're coming back. We're talking about today, pray for America. I believe prayer is the only hope for America. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.com.